Understandings gained from the fourth dimension tend to make one a good teacher and philosopher. Yet it is not powerful like the fifth dimension, but serene and quiet. It gives the experience of a pure state of awareness flowing through the mind and is the threshold to vaster inner space and spiritual realization. From the fourth dimension, one has here and now consciousness and is able to perceive a scope of 9 days at once. Whereas from the third dimension, one sees basically the pattern of the current day, and from the second, a span of only a few minutes or hours. This 9-day time period looks from now into the past and ahead to the future, approximately 4.5 days or 108 hours in both directions. That is the reason that we can make accurate and valid judgments from the discriminating consciousness of the fourth dimension, for it sees the totality of intermingled past actions and future effects from a mountaintop perspective. It is easier to maintain the overview of the fourth dimension as it looks into and through the second and third if we practice containing awareness within the boundaries of the 9-day period. Not speaking or thinking unnecessarily about events or experiences that are more than 4.5 days in the past or 4.5 days in the future. Awareness can then concentrate on current happenings, bringing the aspirant into the intuitively inspired consciousness of being here and now, not there and then, or even where and when. From this vantage point, we can view the building of emotional involvements within the third dimension, observing the workings of the emotional and intellectual units of ourselves and others. From this detachment, we gain the ability to dissolve confusions, conflicts, and the various and varied entanglements that are encountered daily. And, if they are merely seen, that in itself is the necessary elucidation, for congestion cannot exist when perceived with clarity. Also from the fourth dimension, we have the choice as to the kinds of third dimensional creations we involve awareness in. We see precisely the path ahead and are able to avoid undesirable areas and karmic sidetracks. Thus, by clearing congestion at the time it is generated without letting it settle and in a sense harden in subconscious memory cells, and by holding the overview as to the optimum course of action based on a cognition of past and future, awareness is kept free-flowing in the spiritual intensity of now. When we can hold ourselves in consciousness steady enough to see yesterday and tomorrow right in the same moment, we are in the fourth dimension. When we can hold ourselves steady enough to see the flow of force and vibration in the inner atmosphere between other people and ourselves, we are in the fourth dimension. It is not as difficult as we sometimes make it seem to be in the fourth dimension. Most people spend quite a bit of their time in the fourth dimensional realm without even realizing it. But the discovery of the fourth dimension, or any dimension, is the discovery that we're already there, and knowing when we are there and when we are not there. If we know that, we automatically know how to be there when we find we are not. When we are emotionally tangled or upset, and we see that we are emotionally upset, we're in the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is the watcher. If totally enmeshed in the third dimension, we would be upset, but would be too identified with the emotion to be able to simultaneously observe, I am upset. I feel confused and terrible. When we watch the mind think, we are using a faculty of the fourth dimension. Only the fourth dimension can observe the thinking process at work. That is a good, clear way to look at the fourth dimension as simply the watcher, the witness. There are millions of different ways consciousness can and does function in the fourth dimension, but this is the best way to define and learn of it. It is the home base for the yoni. He never moves further out in consciousness than the fourth dimension, never becomes attached or identified with thought, emotion, or even the multitudinous forms of superconsciousness. He is the watcher, and his awareness is centered, hovering like a hummingbird, governing the flow of the externalities of life, while resting in the peace and enlightenment of its own being. From his established silent center, he looks at and into every aspect of the interrelated states of mind, the interrelated states of the nervous system, as seen by the fourth dimension. Awareness remains basically within the fourth dimension and does not have to flow out into the second or third, because the visionary powers and faculty of inner sight already sees out through the third and second dimensions, acts and governs those dimensions, as well as the personality effectively from the fourth without ever leaving it. The actinodic body referred to, is a body of light. It is also called the astral body. It is not a highly spiritual body. It is just a duplicate of the physical body and exists inside of the physical in the third dimension plane. The astral plane is exact duplicate of this plane, but when you are looking into it from the fourth dimension, you see what is going to happen 3 or 4 days ahead of time. You are actually seeing events happening on the astral plane that will take place 3 or 4 days from now on this plane. Physical plane creations happen first on the astral plane, which is always 72 hours ahead of this plane. When in the fourth dimension, you are out of the time-space continuum as we generally know it. It's all there. You don't travel in the fourth dimension. You're there. Things just appear. Around 2 o'clock each morning, when the inner plane schools take place and students gather in the fourth dimension, if I'm awake, I can close my eyes and they inwardly appear in my mind. I can identify many of them one after another. Even devotees whom I haven't thought of in 8 or 9 years still attend inwardly. They are there. In a body that looks like a mannequin made out of clear plastic. It's not a fleshy body, it's a light body that glows of itself. I can see all of their features as one appears and then disappears, so the next one comes forward. So they can come right into the mind, come to learn of the within, the inner worlds. The fourth dimension is the natural state of mankind, the state he resides in unless external events consume awareness. In some thinking, it is the state of the soul. Whereas man himself creates the third dimension in daily life, the fourth dimension is the being of man and how he relates to himself within himself. Living here, he is peaceful, alive, and balanced. Consciousness never sleeps. Mystics leave their physical body at night in a state of sleep and go into the fourth dimension in consciousness and continue a very lively mental life, teaching and being taught within the recesses of this and deeper dimensions. This is especially true if they practice the conscious withdrawal of awareness from the body and from the vibratory patterns of the day just before they go to sleep. The fourth dimension does not always remain the same. Consciousness within it changes the flow of currents that run through that dimension, just as they do in the third. However, the patterns within the fourth are fairly well set, more regimented, so to speak, whereas third-dimensional patterns fluctuate and change. Consciousness, then, takes a different perspective or a different way of looking at it. The fourth dimension is already well known by everyone on the path, otherwise they would not even know that there is a path to be on. It does not take years of difficult practice to break into and experience it. It's very simple. There's no practice involved. That was done while we were evolving. That was the practice. The many lives of evolution, that was the rehearsal. Now we can enjoy it. The fourth dimension merges into the fifth, and at that point it is really impossible to distinguish the two. But the fourth flows and functions through the subconscious faculties and can therefore observe the third. The fifth dimension cannot. That is the reason the fourth dimension encompasses the sub-superconscious, the intuitive realm of consciousness. The fifth dimension doesn't contact the third. It cuts right through it. So, very interesting ideas. As you can see, it's not edited. One of the reasons I stumbled a few times. But it's very interesting material. It's some 36, 37 years old. On the fourth dimension. So Gurudeva's idea is he's defined seven dimensions of the mind, and when we understand them, it's a very helpful concept in our meditation. We have some idea where we are and some idea where we're going. And that gets part of the whole idea of the Shum Chafe language, is to try and give us a map for our meditation, try and give us a sense of what's where and how to get from one place to another. So recognizing where we are is part of it, and then understanding how to go somewhere else and then actually getting there is how it all works. So the concept of the seven dimensions in that regard is a useful tool, but beyond that, of course, we have to understand certain concepts within each dimension, like the simple concept here of feeling the spiritual energy of the spine, which is called Simshum Bisi. Feeling the actinic energy of the spine is one of the basic practices, and other basic practices are similar to that, and by doing them we can go within ourselves as well as move from a dimension that's not that deep into one that's much deeper by certain practices.